News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Rona McGreevy is with us, news reporter from the Irish Times. To look at some of the stories that you may not have yet seen. Good morning, Rona. Can we start?
Good morning.
This is a very interesting one. Stryker. So Stryker is one of those companies where if you know, it is a huge med tech giant, one of the biggest in the world, hugely significant investor, FDI investor in Ireland, hit with a fairly significant cyber attack.
Fairly significant is an understatement of sorts, Anton. Yeah, they were hit by what's called a wiper attack, which meant that a lot of their data has been wiped, completely wiped from all the systems. I think they were Microsoft systems. And according to the Irish Examiner here, a lot of workers can't work anymore in relation to this. And I think this is
in their Irish operation.
Yes, in their Irish operation. Now, although obviously we would think of this from an Irish point of view, I think this is part of the global fight back by Iran in relation to the war with the US. It already warned earlier this week that it was going to target American companies that had links with the American military. And it appears that Stryker had got a $450 million contract with the US Department of Defense last year. It also bought an Israeli company in 2019. Called Orthospace. So it would appear that this is part of what you might call the asymmetric warfare that countries like Iran are now involved in. Obviously, they don't have the resources to go toe-to-toe in a conventional military sense with the US, but this is part of their
And are we sure that it's Iran? Because usually in these kind of attacks, the people doing it, they don't exactly leave clear calling cards saying, I am from Iran. So if you take the recent HSE attack, a lot of the people in the industry would suggest that that was Russian-sponsored criminal groups rather than being a direct state actor. How are we so sure that this is Iran?
Well, the pages have been defaced by a Handala logo and a picture of a Palestinian boy who is a symbol of the Palestinian resistance. I mean, Al Jazeera has already received reports that this was done by Iranian intelligence services. And also, I think the other important thing, the difference between, say, the HSE attack and the Stryker attack is that the HSE attack was an attempt to extort money. There's no attempt to extort money here. This is just there to do maximum damage to an American company.
And it also goes to all that we have been talking about in terms of Ireland's readiness for, as you describe, asymmetric warfare, for those kind of cybersecurity attacks. And reports saying that the National Cybersecurity Centre in Dublin is responding in addition to Stryker themselves. In other news, we were talking about this last week. The head chef in Noma admitted that he hadn't exactly been a wonderful employer after a litany of allegations suggesting that he was abusive, profane, difficult to be around. He's quit.
Well, yes. I mean, for anybody who never heard of Noma before, Noma was probably, certainly in the 2010s, the most famous restaurant in the world. I think it's fair to say that. I mean, people came to Copenhagen just to go there. It was a three-star Michelin-starred restaurant, but it was also the best restaurant in the world 5 years in a row. And what we have found out that it was all built on the off the back of a can be described, I think, as a psychopathic behavior by its head chef René Redzepi, who was feted around the world for his innovations in food and so on. He's talking, there's just talk here of 20 years of physical and mental bullying, of employees being punched in the stomach, of employees being hit with implements, of being verbally abused in front of their peers. And another thing which has emerged, and this is one of the reasons why he closed down the restaurant in 2024, is because he was exploiting the willingness of people to work for him for nothing. So interns were coming from all over the world to work in this restaurant in Copenhagen. And when this was pointed out in Denmark by employer organisations, he was forced to pay them, and then he says, I can't afford to pay them, so he quit. So now it's a global brand, but it's hard to see how he can come back from this, even though he has, like, he's fessed up to it. He isn't trying to claim that it wasn't the case. He says it's all in the past and that he's working on his temper. But I guess, I mean, this is what restaurants are like. You see it all the time in all these not all of them, of course, but some chefs have had a reputation over the years for being.
But that thing of the brand damage, if you look at chefs like a Ferran Adrià or look like a Marco Pierre White, the positive brand legacy has kept them going long after they stop cooking.
Yeah.
This is going to have a big impact on me. If Noma is now a toxic brand, he's going to find it very difficult to sell himself as anything.
And of course, and he's basically cornered the market in the finest of fine dining. I mean, in their pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles, the cost per head is $1,500. So, I mean, he's doing this. His restaurant is for the masses. It's completely exclusive, and I don't think people will want to be seen there anymore. And in fact, the pop-up in Los Angeles has been cancelled, and I suspect that that's going to be the case for every other business he's involved in.
Lastly, the Times in the UK has revealed work by psychologists at the University of Melbourne revealing the 9 types of secret that we all keep. There are common secrets we all have.
Is 9, is that all? Yeah, I'm not surprised about that. I think we all keep secrets. Obviously we do, but we think we're the only ones, don't we?
So the most common, I believe, are having told a lie and we hide the fact that we've done it, dissatisfaction with an aspect of our personal appearance, and then 3, financial secrets.
Yeah. Does any of this surprise you, Anton?
Well, I'm an open book, Ronan. I was amazed. Ronan, thank you very much. That is Ronan McGreevy from the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious, modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle. Beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.